My Family and Other Animals by Gerald Durrell. Copyright Burlington Books, 2001. One, Leaving England. Chapter 1. A Rainy Day in Bournemouth. It was August in Bournemouth. A cold wind from the English Channel blew the rain against the seaside houses. I was 10 that year, and I was lying on the floor labelling my seashell collection. The rest of my family was sitting by the fire trying to keep warm. Everyone was ill, except for my eldest brother, Larry. Mother and I had colds. My other brother, Leslie, had earache, and my sister, Margot, had spots all over her face. "Mother, this family is disintegrating," said Larry. "Everyone is ill and unhappy." "We certainly are not," said Mother, as she looked up from her cookbook. "Corfu," Larry continued. "That's the place for us. We need sunshine and more space. My friend George lives on Corfu. He says it's wonderful. Let's move there." "All right, dear," Mother answered cautiously. "You go first and prepare everything, and the rest of us will come later." "You're not going to trick me again," said Larry. "When you said we would move to Spain, I waited in Seville for 2 months, but you never came." "You're not being fair, Larry. I can't suddenly move my family," said Mother. "There are a lot of things to arrange. Anyway, I can't sell this house yet. I only bought it a few months ago." "Of course you can," said Larry. "Sell it before we have time to ruin it." "It would be madness to sell it," said Mother. "It's impossible." So, as it was impossible and completely mad, we sold the house and moved to Corfu. We travelled by boat to France. When we opened our bags for customs inspection, it was easy to see what each person thought was most important. My sister Margot had suitcases full of clothes and medicines for her spots. Leslie had his entire gun collection and a few clothes. He had a bottle of oil for cleaning the guns, and also a book about them. Larry had 2 big suitcases full of books and a small briefcase with clothes in it. Mother had 1 suitcase of clothes and 1 suitcase of books about cooking and gardening. I only took with me the things I needed the most: 4 books about nature, a net to catch butterflies, a jar full of caterpillars, and my dog, Roger. Our train passed through rainy France and tidy Switzerland. It arrived at last in sunny Italy, where we caught a boat for the island of Corfu. In the early morning, we saw the sleepy island in front of us. We could hear the sound of cicadas across the sea as the boat sailed towards the island. On Corfu, we walked out of the noisy confusion of the customs building into bright sunlight. Larry found 2 carriages pulled by tired old horses. The porters put the bags and suitcases into one, and we got into the other. "Well," Larry demanded, "what are we waiting for?" "For Mother and the dog," said Leslie. "Roger has found a tree." "Come on, Mother, we're ready." "Can't that dog wait?" asked Larry. "We waited an hour for you in Naples," Margot reminded him. "I had a stomach problem," answered Larry. "Roger probably has a stomach problem too," said Margot. When Roger was ready, we tried to put him into the carriage, but he was frightened of the horses. Finally, Larry threw him into the carriage and we held him down. The horses were frightened by the noise of Roger, who was barking very loudly, and they started to move. The entire family fell on top of poor Roger. "What an entrance!" exclaimed Larry. "We're arriving in town like a circus." Driving through the town, Roger barked at dogs that the carriage passed in the street. They barked as well and ran after the carriage. We arrived at our hotel, the Pension Suisse, with 24 dogs jumping and barking around the carriage. Larry took an umbrella and swung it at the dogs. He missed the dogs and hit Leslie instead. "Hey, be careful! What do you think you're doing?" shouted Leslie. "Now, dear, it was an accident," said Mother. Larry swung the umbrella at the dogs again, and this time knocked off Mother's hat. "Larry, you're more trouble than the dogs," said Margot. We had to carry Roger into the hotel, while Larry stood outside swinging the umbrella at the dogs. Mother looked very strange. Her hat was not on straight, and she was holding my jar of caterpillars as she walked up to the manager. "I believe you have 4 rooms for us. Our name is Durrell," she said. "Yes, madam," said the surprised manager. "They're on the first floor." "How nice," smiled Mother. "I think I'll have a rest before lunch." After lunch, Mother sat on the small balcony of her room. She was very upset to see several funerals pass in front of the hotel. "It's an epidemic," she said. "Nonsense, Mother," said Larry. "People die. It's natural." "It's not very natural for them all to die at the same time," said Mother. "I think you should call the health authorities and ask." "Mother, there probably aren't any health authorities on Corfu, and anyway they wouldn't tell me anything," answered Larry. "We must move. We can't stay in town in the middle of an epidemic," Mother said. "We'll look for a house in the morning." The next morning, Mr. Beeler, the hotel guide, took us to look for a house. He showed us villas in a variety of colours, sizes, and locations. After Mother shook her head at the last villa on Beeler's list, he asked her, "Madam, what is wrong with all these villas? What are you looking for?" "Didn't you see?" she said. "None of them had a bathroom." "But, madam," said Mr. Beeler, "why do you want a bathroom? You have the sea." The next morning, we decided to look for a villa on our own. We went to find a taxi in the main square of the town. The taxi drivers were all shouting in Greek and waving their arms. "We are English," shouted Mother over the noise. "We do not understand Greek." Suddenly, a big, dark man got out of a dirty old American car and walked towards us. "Why you not take someone who can speak the English?" he said. "Where do you want to go?"
"We're looking for a villa with a bathroom," said Mother. "Is there a villa with a bathroom on this island?"
"Oh, I know villa with bathroom," said the man. "Get into car. I take you. English always want bathrooms. My name is Spero Hakiaopoulos. I lived in America. Yes, I live 8 years in Chicago. I come back to Corfu and bring this car. It's best car on island. All English tourists know me. I like English people." We drove past olive trees and vineyards full of grapes. At last, we stopped on the top of a hill.
"There it is," said Spiro, pointing. "Villa with bathroom, like you want."
We looked at the hillside above the sea. Halfway up the hillside was a small, strawberry-pink villa with cypress trees around it.